100 word stories.
Wasn't I supposed to remember something today? I don't know. Hey, let's go shopping. Welcome to the 100 word stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic this week was a pick two, and you had your choice of two of the following: hunger, Minecraft, lamp, the heart is a lonely hunter, butter, the end of the world as we know it, Schaefer beer, slip, you, and justice for all, dating, and comet. We got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. First up, it's our friend Thomas. Let's have a story, Thomas. Heck, it's such a nice day. Let's go play too.
Lamont J. Tarbean read the blog stating butter was good for nourishing shiny hair. He dressed and headed for the Korean mom and pop market. The Kwan sold individual quarter pound sticks for $2. He took the cube home, mashed it into a bowl of brown sugar, made some toast points, and spreading his concoction on each piece, watched Laverne and Shirley reruns until he got up to check his hair. He noticed his mane was shiny, not realizing he had run his butter-ridden hands through his do more than a dozen times in anticipation of his new suave coiffure. She gave me the slip. I had always admired her beautiful undergarments, including her collection of stainless steel thongs and rattan brassieres. The slip was woven out of cat fur and yak tail. Deborah had 20 trunks that traveled with her on tours, and 15 of them held her unmentionables that we all seem to talk about and mention all the time. She was classy, and after giving up her vows in the Church of the Gooey Death and Discount House of Worship, her new calling was the alternative, deconstructed, transposed Texas Cheerleaders, the trendiest girl band in the Southwest.
Thank you, Thomas. Next up, we have Tom. He, by the way, he has a new site, so I suggest you go to the links and get, you know, if you still have Footnote in your bookmarks. I know, it's hard to let go. It's hard. I found it hard to let go. I needed weeks, months of therapy, and occasionally I'd slip back. But he has a new site, so Mintisty. It'll be added to the Oxford English Dictionary soon, so get ready for it. You'll be using it all over. So here comes Tom and his story.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and I've got some updates. First off, we have passed the 3 Scheherazade-licious number of stories at the challenge. 3,003. Wow. Our average has finally moved up to 10.7 contributing authors. Movement. Zach has passed Anima Zebaleta, moving into the 8th place with 106 stories. Young Danny Dreyer moves into the 18th position, passing Elmo Schumann, and if he has a story in this week, he goes past Jay Rasmussen into the 17th position. My money's on him for becoming our 13th gold monkey. Go, go, Danny. At the very end of the challenge, we have someone new, Thomas. That's a good name. Has moved into the 50th position with 10 stories. Anything else? No, that's about it. Tonight's story is called Bite Me. The boys down at marketing came up with this. They're rather proud of it. It's the end of the world as we know it. So drink more Schaefer beer. CEO Walter Lamp glanced out the window at the bright midnight glow of the incoming comet known as the Lonely Hunter. He slipped out of the butter-leather conference chair to address the board.
"I was born with a hunger just as strong as the next guy, which dates me. But using global annihilation to sell beer smacks of Minecrafting. You got anything better?"
"Justice for all. Justice drink for all. More. Drink more. Drink more. Drink more."
Thank you, Tom. Those stories are awesome, but even more awesome, those updates. It lets us know all sorts of numbers. Numbers are fun. Okay, let's see who's next. I guess I need to click and scroll and... Oh! Muncie's back. Chris Monroe. Muncie. Also, there's a recording. See, Alright, I say this week in, week out for almost, 6 years now? I need to check the files to make sure they're there and send reminders early so folks have a chance to go back and get them added. All right, I know, I suck. I'm lazy. I go through the motions now. It's been so long, it's like, oh, whatever, I'll just record a bunch and post them up. I've already got them written through February at this point. Other than the weekly challenges, I could, you know, and you'd be like, eh, he's still working on the weekly challenge. Maybe there's another hurricane. Whatever. Knowing the way my diet's going. 196. I was peaked. You know, my sister visited. Everything peaked. I'm eating blah, 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 blah. Like Cookie Monster. And then, like, oh, God, I'm back at 200. What the hell have I done to myself? So, yesterday I actually had a real dinner. So, yeah, I was at 196. And I walked for 10 miles, 3 grocery stores. And I cooked dinner, and I regret it, because it was rice with it, and you know how that sits. That's all carbs. But, man, I woke up this morning, no milk. I went to 3 grocery stores yesterday, and we're out of milk this morning. What the hell? So, I'm going to get this done, and I'm going to get my ass out there, and I'm going to get some freaking milk and ice cream. No, ice cream? No. What am I? Freudian slip. No, ice trays. So, we have lots and lots of ice. And what am I going to do with that lots and lots of ice? I'm going to make iced tea and listen to the story by Muncie.
Greetings once again, podcastellions and podcastinas, from Muncie. I've hopefully defeated my technological demons and some actual demons and return with a recording that this week you will be able to listen to, I hope. Or maybe not. If not, enjoy your midget, though you won't be able to hear this intro either if the midget does the story, so I don't know why I threw that in. So without further ado, my double prompt story. Double story prompt. What does it mean? So intense. You and My Lamp, by Christopher Monroe. After closing night, the theater didn't need it. 7-foot statues of actors are pretty useless once the show's done, and heavy to boot. I, on the other hand, always wanted an enormous statue of myself. The opportunity was too good to pass up. I worried what you guys would say when I brought it home, but you both loved it. I didn't realize how much until I returned from work the next day. You'd turned its eyes into lamps. Now it stares light down upon me from behind the couch as I read. The best part is, this story's true. For more of my writings, consult munzeestories.blogspot.com. For more of my witterings and twitterings, follow me as Munzee Munzee. For my serialized podcast novel, wait for me to write a serialized podcast novel. Talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Muncie. Muncie, Muncie. Oh, I think I got the import right this time. There was one file, then there was another. This Mac stuff is really weird. I'm running Windows 7. I should probably be running Linux, but I actually want things to work. And, well, not... All right, I want things to run without me having to think about them and plug in 10 lines of code and hack this and recompile the kernel that and all that crap. I know all of you Linux types, and I'm kind of one of them. It's like, oh, but Linux is better. Well, yes, it is. But when I get home, I don't want to fuck around with shit. I don't want to build a coffee machine every time I want to make coffee. I don't want to build a microwave every time I microwave. And then, oh, wait, I need to do this. And, oh, I need this, and I need that library to deal with microwaving coffee. No, I don't want to deal with that. So, I run Windows 7, because I'm lazy. Anyway, it looks like we got Muncie's recording in. Hopefully, this won't be a thing that I break every week. I had to upgrade Audacity to 1.313 beta, I think. I'm not sure. I don't keep track anymore. I just know that the FMPEG library wasn't there. I download the library. It doesn't talk. I look at the FAQ. Oh, I've got to upgrade Audacity. Now I've got to re-download it. Now I've got it in there. Now it works, so you can hear Muncie. Yay! Isn't that cool? I go through all of that to bring you the glory of Muncie. Now I'm going to bring you the glory of Danny. Yes, it's true. He is glorious. Let us bask in his glory for, well, 100 words. Plus, you know, his intro and all that.
Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here with Weekly Challenge 281. Pick two. Well, I'm probably going to pick more than two, so suck my mind shaft. All right, well, you know, well, here we go. Schaefer beer. The beer you have when you're having more than one. Wow. A beer that knows me more than just intimately. It would be the end of the world as we know it if I could not buy case after case of Schaefer beer. Wait, I live in Florida. You can't buy Schaefer beer here. There is no justice for all if you live in the state of Florida. All constitutional rights just slip away. Thanks, Governor Scott. You bastard. Dating in Florida is even worse, unless you have a fetish for dating convicted felons. I just want a Schaefer beer.
You know what? I'd like a Schaefer beer, too. Oh, it's too early. I just have coffee with Bailey's in it, because there's no milk. There's no milk here. I went to 3 different grocery stores yesterday, and there's no freaking milk. I screwed up. I meant to... thank you, Danny. Thank you for reminding me. If there was a Schaefer beer here, I still wouldn't drink it, though. I've got Guinness, and I've got a Newcastle in the fridge. So I may drink those later, although I probably won't. Those have been there for a long time. And yet, if you look at 1 year ago, I was around this weight. All that time wasted. I feel like such an idiot. Oh well. I've been going in circles, literally, under downtown, over and over and over and over and over again. You're probably bored with that, so who cares about my madness? How about I bring you the madness from TJ, up there in North Dakota. Now they're crazy, man. They're wild. It's parties every night. And they have all this room to do it in. It's a huge freaking state. It's huge. Not as big as Texas, but Texas is on fire. I don't think North Dakota is on fire. I think North Dakota is like bathed in a blanket of asbestos. So they're kept, you know, nice and not on fire. So here's TJ. And he's not on fire. Yay!
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and this week we leave the adventures of Martin the Teenage Spy behind to tackle a new series, Adventures in Online Dating. Yes, the amazing world of online dating, where you can interact with hundreds of people who are completely and totally in love with you and never meet any of them. I give you... Adventures in Online Dating. This week, setting up a personal profile. Entering my eMusical Chairs profile. Tap, tap, tap. Pisces. More of a dog person, personal philosophy, something about the heart is a lonely hunter, things to do on a first date, yes, 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 and, oh yes, please. please. Well, now it's contractual. Photos. 90% of our clients won't even look at a profile without photos. Well, and then it's a requirement. None of them will. Okay, picture of me, picture from the internet of me winning the Super Bowl. Done. Complete your profile. Seeks female. I'm sure I already said that. And send. The adventure begins.
You know, I think every story ought to have its own theme music. But I'm not going to edit it in. I'm not going to go through the effort. I'm not going to do it. I mean, I did it with Abraham Lincoln 100 times, and it's like, that's enough. That's all. I can't believe there are over 3,000 stories in this archive. Wow. Well, plus the, you know, daily ones. And damn, how does Tom count those all? Tom, you sure there are over 3,000? You may need to do a recount. Oh, dear. Now he's going to spend all week. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, TJ. I'm going to miss Spy Guy. He was just so cool. But I'm not going to miss Zach Man, because he's here. So there's, you know, he's not gone. So I can't miss him. Although the 1 week that he wasn't here, I missed him. So I missed you when you were gone. And I'll miss you if you were gone. But you're not gone, so that's even better. So I'm going to just shut up and sip my coffee before I say something stupid today. Today is, I think, the day of saying things stupid. There are going to be a lot of people saying a lot of stupid things. And there's going to be a lot of judgmental people being judgmental. And I'm one of them. I'm a judgmental person. I mean, come on. Just look at me. I'm judgmental. And so there's a lot of folks that have, you know, you're a warmonger. I'm not talking to you because you're a total apologist panty waste. Well, you all suck. Okay, so on that bright note, here's Zach Man.
It is the end of the world as we know it, because we both gave up dating, since the heart is a lonely hunter. Both for love. For me, my wife. For Guido, his insatiable hunger for butter. I see a woman under a lamp selling hot buttered popcorn and smiling at Guido, and think, maybe there really is justice for all. She adjusts her slip as Guido tells how a comet full of platinum fell in his grandparents' hayfield. They meet after the movie for some toast, Schaefer beer, and Minecraft. Guido says, I love you, butter.
He used them all. Those crazy people use them all. Why? Oh, wait, he has a response to this. Okay, hold on, let me cue this up and hit play.
I saw the pick two subject in the weekly challenge and wondered if that exclamation point meant you should only pick two exclusively. Not that it would be the end of the world as we know it if I used more than two prompts. Would I be dating myself to say I remember when that was the title of a new song? I am sure that Mariner guy knows on Pick Two Topics Week someone will try to slip in more than necessary, wouldn't you? Had I any sense, I would turn off the lamp and go to bed.
Oh, well, now it all makes sense. Thank you, Zach Man. I'm feeling better now. And by the way, when it comes to topics, yeah, you can use that. You can use one. You can do multiple stories on one. If you're like, well, I don't know about it. If it's this one or that one, you can do two. You can do 10. We've had people do 10, have other people record them, and pretend that they're different people. It's just crazy, man. This is your day. This is your day, not just to shine, but to rise and shine. Or you can just sit on your ass. There are hundreds and thousands, millions, billions of people not turning in stories today. And there are lots of people out there writing 100-word stories that aren't sending them to here. That, man, that's called freedom. That's freedom to say, I'm not going to do it. Freedom to sit on your ass and do nothing or turn your back on something. Say, I'm going to do it over here. I'm not going to do this over here. I'm going to do it over here. I'm going to do it over there. I'm over here. You're over there. I'm here. You're there. No, I'm here. You're there. You two are nuts. So, anyway. Daniel, his snuck in last night, and I was like, I noticed Norville Joe's, and I was like, okay, let's get the poll ready. And I got ready. Wait, oh my God, I forgot Daniel. So I had to get Daniel in there. So, here's Daniel's story. I hope you enjoy. I always say I hope you enjoy. I know you'll enjoy. So translate when I say I hope you enjoy up there in Canada or in England. I know you'll enjoy. So hope means no. K-N-O-W. Not N-O. Because if hope means no, that's just... Hope is the thing with feathers, too. I forgot. Right. Okay. Well, let's go all zero at the bone with this story. By Daniel.
Z-Day 9/11 by Daniel Worthington. With the chain link fence between us, I felt safe enough to study this lone zombie. There was hunger in its eyes, hunger and emptiness. I watched it for a few moments longer before drawing my revolver. I took careful aim and snarled under my breath as I pulled the trigger. Fucking zombies. That comet had to cause Z-Date on the anniversary of 9/11, didn't it? Still, if you had to admit anything good about them, the zombies did bring humanity together. Who cares if you're a Muslim or a Christian, so long as you're still alive? That's all that matters anymore.
Thank you for remembering, Daniel. I wasn't going to... Well, I did say something, but I wasn't going to say anything. But I did. I did. I did. But I didn't. I don't know. I'm just... Today's kind of a day to look back and reflect. Well, unless you're a vampire, because vampires don't cast reflections. But still, I shouldn't be going there. Yeah, I will. I mean, imagine asking a vampire, you know, what were you doing on 9/11?
Well, I drank some blood, slept in my coffin for a bit, woke up, watched TV, saw the news, oh my God. Then I set up a blood bank, drank some more, you know. It was enough, and, you know, just a little. You know, I gave the rest I gave to the...
You see, there's just some shit you don't do. Oh, well. Oh, this is a great lead-in for Norville Joe. Oh, he's going to be like, oh my God, how can you say all that stuff? This is why this podcast is not on the front page of iTunes. This is why this podcast is not like a part of, I don't know, Escape Artists or any of that. I say stupid shit. I say what's on my mind. I just blither. Sometimes I go into dark territory. Very dark territory. And you're along here with the ride. thank goodness this country isn't founded on guilt by association. Hey, what are you doing over there? So, here we go, with Norville Joe. Guilty.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and I can't get the printer to print or my headset to record on the netbook, so I have to record directly into the netbook. I'm sure this is going to sound as crappy as anything I do. The autism benefit issue should be coming out tomorrow, so if you have anything invested in that or any interest, check our website the next day or two, and it should be there. But here's my story for the weekly challenge number 281 with the prompt of pick two. And I picked two this time instead of misreading it and using the words pick two. Here we go. The doorbell rang. Flypaper boy jumped up before his sister could. He opened the door just a crack to see who was there. "You," he said to Esmeralda Filch, who stood casually on the porch. "What are you doing here?" "I'm here to help you," she said. "You can wait here and go back to prison or come with me." He glanced quickly over his shoulder. Nobody was watching, and he slipped out the door. A black Escalade idled at the curb. The passenger door swung open as they approached.
Good, Esmeralda purred. We have some errands to run.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. By the way, the idea of the pick two, I just, you know, there were just times, pick two and all that. So I see a whole bunch of really good topics, and I'm like, hey, let's see what folks do with them. Maybe they do a story on one and a story on another. Maybe they do two. Maybe they do all. I don't know. Maybe they do a story on a topic they wanted to do. Maybe that's what we ought to do. Call it, you know, this should have been, you know, all that talk of freedom fries and freedom towers and freedom this and freedom that and Philadelphia freedom. Should have just let people do whatever the hell they wanted today. Even ramble for hours on end. Okay, that's just crazy. Speaking of crazy, we have one here by Planet Z. I hope you don't suffer too much. Okay? Here he goes.
Franklin Washington was the greatest chef in the world. He was also completely blind. Lost his eyes serving in Iraq. He'd been a good cook before the war. Somehow he got even better after, despite the blindness. Everything was placed around the kitchen by his assistant, just the way he expected it. Knives, spices, pans, skillets, everything was exactly where he expected it. Like a well-oiled machine. Things were going great, until a butter pat fell on the floor. He slipped on it, fell on his knife, or so his assistant says. Not a bad chef himself. Close the case.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about a smorgasbord of topics. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on 100 Word Stories Podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the authors' websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Until next week, when the topic will be run, this is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.